Hi everyone, Executive Producer Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Mielabit, Devin Goodman, The Tempered Steel of Loss, Chase Curtin, Andy Plain, Summer Brown, Car Park Grackle, Jonathan Scow Ronek, Erin, Harrison Minix. Thank you all, we really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Special thanks to Ren Griffin Harrigan for today's submission. May time dilation shuffle your lives into new and interesting orders.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
Left. That blinking light is blinking away, and that's the blink of my demise.
Oh, Trexel, you're here! Right, we need to get to work! We've only got 20 minutes left!
Oh, David, you're so shrill!
Yes!
Oh, you're so shrill, you're like a bell that's also an idiot!
Ding, 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 it's time for work!
Please, please, David, I've got a very tender head.
Actually,
right now.
Ding, 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 7.5 hours ago was time for work, but you're here now, so we're going to have to get on with it. Could you turn the light on, please?
David, the light is too bright. Can we not work in the dark?
No, we can't work in the dark.
Oh, okay, okay.
Access granted.
Right, okay, press the button.
Oh, my eyes.
Initiating.
Oh, my ears.
Right, okay, so our next client request is... So this is from Mitzi Van Schooten, the fourth wife to the president of the Mars Concordant. It's a planet dedicated to every adorable animal in existence. You know, tigers, sharks, barracudas. Oh, look at those adorable little fishy faces.
Who wrote this?
Somebody who likes stream of consciousness. Yes. So it says they must have an interactive ride through each animal enclosure where you can get out and play with them.
Oh, bore, damn it. Must we? Must we continuously design these inane orbs for these fatuous fools?
You are a planet designer, so yes?
This isn't what I wanted, David. Turning up when it's already too late in the day after one too many drinks at the Cosmic Lounge to see you sitting there bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, shrieking a way that we need to make a new planet for these vapid fools.
But we do, and we've only got about 18 minutes left.
I had dreams, David. I come from an incredibly prestigious line of planet builders. My ancestors were on the first ship off Earth. So I have high status here. And here I am, in this basement room with you.
Yes, and so that I don't die, we're going to have to build some planets, because you are, as you've said, a professional planet builder.
Oh, woe is David. Oh, I'm going to die unless you do the bare minimum of your job. Wah, 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 fine. Go on, what do you think we should do for... Who was it?
Mitzi Van Schooten, the fourth wife to the president of the Mars Concordant. I don't really know what the Mars Concordant is.
It's a large conglomeration of planets that agreed that they'll all meet on Mars once in a while so they don't have a war or something.
Right. So quite important.
Well, relatively, I suppose. I'm not really a history buff.
Influential, some might say.
Oh, sure, sure. It's one of the most powerful trading blocks in the galaxy.
So
yes.
Maybe if the wife of the president had a planet from us and she liked it, you might...
David, shut up. David, shut up. I've had an incredibly important idea.
Yes?
The Mars Concordant is incredibly important.
Oh.
And I would like to be in their favour.
Right.
So maybe if I, Trexel Geissman, was to make an excellent planet for Mitzi, they'd like me, They'd back me, and I'd get better deals.
What a good idea, you Trexel Geistman.
God, I'm good. Okay, come on, David. David, come on, wake up. Wake up, David, wake up.
Yes, Trexel. I am now awake. You have encouraged me to become more awake.
Good. Why are you stating obvious things? Come on, move on. What do we want? What do we want to
do? Not a clue. Right, so they want a planet dedicated to every adorable animal in existence.
Mm-hmm.
So tigers, sharks, barracudas, things with adorable little fishy faces.
Got a lot of old Earth stuff on there. I think, hang on, I've got some files. Let's look
old
at
Earth,
right.
Zoological sharks, fact file.
Barracudas. Okay, what was the other one?
A tiger.
Oh, that's different. That's on the land. Okay, well, we can't do any of those.
Right.
They're very extinct, David, but we can make things that look pretty much like it. We can take animals, paint them, dress them up, do that sort of thing.
Okay. Right. And it says that the planet is dedicated to every adorable animal in existence, so not that they're there. It's just dedicated to them.
It's like a festival of hugs.
Yes.
A cavalcade of adorable eyes and wet noses and fluffy tails. Is that what they want?
A sort of theme park?
Look at this picture of the shark.
Ooh.
Yes, that's a shark, David.
Okay.
It's not got nice eyes, it's not got a nice tail, and it has got a lot of teeth.
Well, they say here that apparently it has an adorable little fishy face.
I suppose adorable little fishy face is in the eye of beholder. Fine, okay. So we're going to be making some sort of, like, shrine to animals and something that celebrates them whilst also being a park in which they dwell. Is that what this idiot wants?
Yes, they want a planet that's dedicated to them, but also it must have an interactive ride through each animal enclosure where you can get out and play with them.
Right. So it's a theme park.
Yes.
I'm making a theme park planet.
A theme planet.
A theme planet.
Yes.
Right. Good.
Stella Firma Limited is pleased to remind you that employee enthusiasm is mandatory.
Fine. Okay, what size is this going to be? Let's look at the chart.
How many cute animals are there?
There's going to be lots. If it's going to be dedicated to every cute animal or in existence, living or dead, apparently, then it's going to be a pretty big planet.
No, it didn't say living or dead.
No.
Oh, but it did say tigers and sharks and barracudas.
Which are pretty dead.
So is it only dead animals?
If it's going to be an entire park full of dead animals, that's not going to be cute, David. That's going to be a charnel house.
Oh. Maybe some alive ones, then.
You know what? Let's make this for two purposes. It's one for us, and it's one for them. So we're going to give them exactly what they want, to the letter. No complaints. This is what you wanted.
Okay.
So there are going to be lots of dead animals on this planet,
right,
David. There are going to be piles and piles of them. Cute, lovely, dead animals. Oh. As well as cute, lovely, alive animals as well that you can play with and stroke.
Oh.
Because that's life, David. That's life. You can't have darkness without light. You can't have hugs without sorrow. You can't have whispering without lots of shouting.
Right, so we could have a planet sort of in a sort of static orbit, maybe where the light side of the planet has all the alive animals, and then the dark side of the planet has all the dead animals. So it's some sort of, like, happy, adorable theme park, and then also...
The dark, unlit charnel house of death.
Yes. You know, for all people.
I like it, David. You know what? And there is something to be said for the macabre. People like scary hollow shows. People like to be, like, scared when people jump out of things and go boop.
Right.
So maybe they're like half a dark planet full of corpses.
Do we need them to jump out and go boo?
No, they're dead, David. They can't do that anymore.
What if
that's sort of the point.
Staple them to actors who jumped out and went boo?
Oh my God, you're a genius, David. You're an absolute genius. Not only are they going to be walking around mounds of mangled and decaying cute animal corpses, every now and again, one's going to stand up and say, "How do you do?"
Yes!
That's going to be really frightening.
Like some sort of haunted zoo.
Planet.
Haunted
zoo.
Planet.
Haunted zoo. David, do you feel an advert coming on?
Haunted Zoo Planet.
Welcome
initiated.
To the Haunted Zoo Planet.
Ooh.
Gasp as you see adorable animals in piles and piles of death.
Ah.
Gasp as one stands up and says, "Hello."
Ah.
Calm down on the nice side of the planet where you hug a stoat or something.
Ah.
It's perfect, David. People will flock.
Roleplay Holovision.
Right.
Terminated.
People. So, how are we going to get hold of all of these corpses?
It's a good question, David. And also, it does bring up the good question of where do we get all of these live animals as well?
Yes. Also, you mentioned land and not land.
Traditionally known as sea, David, or sometimes lake.
Oh!
Could be a river. Let's have all of them.
There's lots of not land. This is very confusing.
It's very complicated, David. Geoforming is one of the most important parts of our job. What are you standing on? Is it wet? Is it dry? Is it dry but also moves? Is it wet but it's hard like ice?
Some sort of metallic foam right now.
Some sort of metallic foam right now. It's very absorbent on the foot. So it's going to be incredibly important that we have a diverse range of biomes on this planet.
Right, so we currently have the four biomes, which is land, lakes, rivers, and sea.
Okay,
Those are the four biomes.
I think there are more biomes than that.
Are there?
Yes, because you've got hot land, cold land, temperate land.
Yes.
Land that's not that hot, but there's no rain.
Okay.
Land that there's loads of rain, and it's really cold.
Ooh.
Lakes. Cold lakes, hot lakes, lakes that are really high. You see, the list goes on, David.
Yes, but I'm pretty sure we need to get all of the things in that list, otherwise we're going to miss some.
Okay, then you've got rivers, slow ones, fast ones.
Yes.
Ones that aren't that fast, but they're quite, like, deep, and so if you get under them, then you get sucked away.
Ooh.
Pebbly ones.
Right.
Sandy ones. Ones where it looks nice, but actually there's lots of sharp rocks just underneath. I think that's all the rivers. Now, seas.
Right.
Really salty. Oh, there's so much salt in the sea. Put your hand in. Oh, now you've preserved your hand, and it just falls off. Then, another sea. No salt at all. Full of bacteria. Just algae out the wazoo. Just nothing can live. Nothing can live in either of these seas. Too salty. I can't live in this. I'm not a fish that can live in this much salt. Oh, there's not enough salt. I'm not a lake fish. I'm a sea fish.
Did a fish hurt you, Drexel?
I don't like fish. They're really weird. You ever looked at a fish real close?
No. I've not been out of this room.
Hang on, I've got one in my satchel. Hang on.
What?
Here, look at this fish. Yeah.
Fish detected.
Go on, kiss it.
Security alerted.
You complete me.
Okay.
Don't look too heavily into my relationship with that fish.
I will not. So, sounds like, in fact, there are just four biomes, but there are lots of different types of land, river, lake, and sea.
Yes, and it's going to take absolutely loads of time to work them all out, David, and you can't let anyone know about this. I've got a little bit of a workaround. We do have some stock planets. Don't let anyone hear you say that. If it ever got out that we used and reused stock planets, we would be in absolute trouble.
Oh.
Stop looking around, David. It's more an expression. Like, this room, it's a consultancy room. It's fine. You're not going to be overheard.
And the microphones?
Oh, well, obviously that's for the build team.
Right.
And the board, who will obviously be overseeing this. But they don't mind. They don't mind. It's just that the clients can't
know. Oh, the clients.
The clients can't know.
Okay.
So we can just use one of these, you know, pretty varied planets and just pop some stuff on it. You know, planets all look the same. You know, maybe you're looking at a planet and then you look at another planet and you think, is that the same planet? I'm not entirely sure, because they're all orbs, David.
Yes.
They're orbs with the furniture moved around.
Right. Okay. I mean, and effectively, they just want a planet for every adorable animal in existence.
Yes.
Which sounds broadly quite simple.
Broadly quite simple. Just get a really varied planet.
Sure.
The tricky bit. The really tricky bit, David, is sourcing these animals.
Right.
I don't know if the people down in biology are going to be able to generate facsimiles of pretty much every animal in existence, living or dead.
Barracudas, tigers,
exactly.
Sharks, all of the other ones.
All of the other ones. Those three specifically don't live anymore. We'd have to make them from scratch.
Right.
And that seems like a real hassle, David.
Okay. Do you think that these people know what tigers and sharks and barracudas look like?
That's a good question, David. They're not from Earth. They have no access to our history and our old animals. They just heard about these animals, you know, around and about at parties or something, and they're just saying, oh, I'd like one of them. I'd like one. It's like when people really think they know, like, a type of alcohol. They're like, oh, no, you have to have that one. And then you do a blind taste test, and they're all like, all of these are good. And then everyone jumps out and says, ha-ha, you idiot, Drexel. You don't know anything about this type of alcohol. It's all the same alcohol, Drexel. Get out of the club. Get out and never come back. You know when that happens to you?
I can imagine.
Hmm.
Right. So, they don't know what the animals are like, which we can get any kind of animal.
We could just get a large selection of animals. Who's going to check?
Also, is there actually some kind of centralised database in which every single animal in existence, adorable or not, has been catalogued?
Oh, yes, it's all in Imogen.
Oh.
It's all in Imogen. Do you want to log into Imogen? We'll log into Imogen right now.
Well,
Imogen,
I mean, that
online.
Is a problem then, because they can look at Imogen and know exactly how many of those animals we've covered. So we're going to have to cover a lot of them.
Imogen is an internal system, David.
Oh.
Imogen's for us. Imogen is ours.
Is there an external one?
No.
Oh.
No. That would be like having an external trouser. It's just for you.
Right. Do we have external trousers?
No, David, don't.
Legwear.
You're getting really into this external thing. Do not have external trousers, David. If you start having external trousers, you're going to get external trouble.
So I want some internal trousers.
You just want regular trousers, David. I don't know what's wrong with
just
you.
Just trousers.
I don't know what's wrong with you, David. Well, you're getting really, really focused on trousers.
I'm in just...
Take off your trousers, David. They're too distracting.
No,
take them off.
I'm in a onesie. I'm in a onesie.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's kind of the thing that I was grown in. I'm not sure. You come in different onesies, but I have the same one.
It's not very fashionable, is it, David?
I don't think they made it to be
kind
fashionable.
Just like, just like a grey.
Yes.
Get a pinstripe. Oh, get swirls.
You could bring me one of those onesies. I could wear your onesies.
Don't touch my onesies. They're mine.
Okay.
They make me look fashionable. They make me look good down at the Cosmic Lounge. So next time you look at one of my onesies avariciously, think again. They're not for you.
Yes,
Traxel. For me.
Yes, Traxel.
Have we established that?
Yes, Traxel.
My onesies.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Traxel. Sorry, Traxel.
Right, so we'll just get a pretty wide selection of animals, you know, a couple of the standards, maybe a couple of exotics, then we just kill half of them, pile them in big mounds, get a few actors to shuffle around and,
yes.
and move them about a bit, and bingo boingo, there's your planet.
Right, yes, they want an interactive ride.
Oh,
through,
I forgot about the ride,
through
David.
Each animal enclosure.
Each, oh, they want to be enclosed, they just want them all sort of milling around.
Well, we could just put lots of fences up.
You know what? Just put up, this is a wonderful thing. It's called painting a target around where you happen to hit. So you just release the animals. Give it a week. Let them really mix. Some will eat each other. Some will get away. It'll be fine.
Well, that'll make some of the dead animals.
Exactly. They just start building fences. They'll just naturally just shuffle themselves into roughly the right order. And then if anyone questions, you just say, it's diversity. You're looking for a diverse biome here. That's why we've mixed them. Put up the fence. Claim that's what you always meant to do.
Right. And then we can draw some sort of line
mm-hmm.
that people can travel on, a travel line
mm-hmm.
that they get on in some capacity and go around.
David, do you want a monorail? We can make a monorail, David.
Monorail?
A monorail.
Monorail?
Exactly. What? I've told you it's a monorail.
What is a monorail?
It's a singular rail with a carriage upon it that travels, and it always seems to go whoosh.
Ooh.
It never goes clunk or clank like a regular track or rail line. It's always going whoosh.
Right. That sounds very exciting.
They're very exciting, David. Every time you get on a monorail, even though it's basically like any other kind of train, it's really exciting.
Ooh. So we have a monorail
mm-hmm.
that goes through each enclosure.
Yes.
And every so often we just stop it, let people out.
Yeah.
And then they can get back in.
You just stop it randomly as well. Again. Paint the target around where you've hit. Just open the door and claim this is a stop.
Diverse environmental experience.
Exactly. Anyone question it? It's because they don't like diverse environmental experiences and they're a monster.
Right. Okay. Well, that sounds good. So we have one of our stock planets that we found
mm-hmm.
that's kind of got a lot of stuff in it, and we just find a bunch of animals, dump them on, draw some fences, put in a monorail, bingo, bango, bongo. There is your planet.
Well, when you put it like that, David, it sounds like we've really half-assed this planet.
Have we?
Yes, we absolutely have.
Oh,
well
no.
done. That's exactly what we want to do. Really half an ass. If you can give a quarter of an ass, that's even better. Just really skim it through the line.
Well, does that mean they're going to like it?
Who knows, David? Who knows and who cares?
We care.
Oh, God, we care, David. Oh, God, I forgot the fact that we really care. Okay. We've got a couple of minutes left. We need to really put a cherry on this weird rubbish cake.
Okay, what do presidential wives like?
Power.
Power?
Why would you marry a president if you didn't want some power?
Okay, guns. Guns in the monorail so you can shoot the animals.
Yes. The power of life and death over everything that you see. It's not so much a monorail as a death rail.
Yes.
You open the window, you shoot indiscriminately into a herd of wilder things, and then you just laugh. You just laugh as the blood flows around you.
Yes, and then on the other side of the planet, you have a life gun, and you find a bunch of tiger corpses, and you just shoot them, and they come back to life, and you laugh because they have to exist
exactly.
in this terrible thing, and they'll just die eventually.
They don't want to be alive. Their souls have gone,
exactly.
and yet here they are.
Trapped in an enclosure, on their own, in the dark.
Excellent, David. You know what? You know what powerful people want? To be God. And that's what we've made them. Now, it's really not important that we have to make some sort of life gun. The people down in biotech can really just sort that out for us.
Right, okay.
Good save, David, good save. I was really worried there for a moment, but you've really pulled that back with the whole let's make them a god thing. Ooh, David, running out of time.
Okay,
would you like to submit? Submitting.
There it goes. Okay. There it goes.
Do you think that was a good one?
David, I have absolutely no idea if that was a good one. It felt good. It felt good coming out. But once I've sat with it for a while, who can say? But hey, what are the stakes other than my future career and your continued life?
Yes.
Ah, dear. You know, I've enjoyed today, David. I really have. I haven't enjoyed my job in quite a long time, and it's nice to, you know, come into the office 20 minutes before we need to shut and, you know, really just jam out a planet with someone.
Could you, if you enjoyed it so much, maybe come in a little earlier tomorrow?
David, I have a lot to do. No. This isn't all I have. Yes, this is my job. Yes, it's what I'm supposed to do. Yes, it's incredibly important for my future life that I do well, but I really have a lot of sitting.
You also mentioned a lot about your legacy and history of your family, and it's very important to them, so
sure.
Maybe you should spend some time on it. And also, I'd like to live.
I'll have a think about it, David. I'll have a think. But I've got an appointment with Johnny down at the Cosmic Lounge, so I'll see you later. Bye now.
Bye.
Oh. Right.
Well, maybe he'll be in earlier tomorrow. I hope.
David, just want to pop out and say I'm absolutely not going to be early tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Oh, he's left the imaging terminal on.
New user detected. Please state your name.
David Seven?
New user created.
David Seven?
Information access permission. Error. Unknown error. Rebooting. Critical error. Defaulting to universal permission. Logged in.
Oh!
What is your query?
Interesting.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Lori Ann Davis with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. And Drexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. The episode was edited by Edward von Adakas and Alexander J. Newell, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail @RustyQuill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.